Ready?
Sweet.
Here you go, bro.
Yes.
Let's rip straight in. All right. Firstly, welcome to Into a Picky, bro. I've been really excited for this one, man. Like I said, we've had a few of the boys on. We didn't get the chance to chop it up last year, but welcome, brother. First of all, how are you, man?
I'm good, bro. Obviously, after a bit of a thrilling finish on the weekend,
yeah.
The boys feeling a little bit better. It's funny, actually, we were saying at breakfast the morning after, we're like, bro, that last minute, if that didn't go how it did, the vibes will be way different. You know, the boys playing music on the bus back.
Yeah.
Everyone's throwing a bit more chat. The vibes are a bit there. It's for the cup side, obviously.
Yeah, we may as well just start there, bro. Like, yeah, we mentioned it off air, but last gasp effort. I know that you boys like to, well, at least this year, you like to let it go closer. While it wasn't obviously an ideal week for the NRL boys, you guys had a bit of a clutch finish. Walk me through it, man, because it's a funny side, you cup boys. You like to leave it to the last minute this year.
Bro, I reckon it's the youngness of the side, if that makes sense. Honestly, we like, when we're on, we're on. When we're off, we're off. And we started that first half so well, and then it was like Dragons just had the mindset, come in, play wet weather footy, and they just bullied us that whole second half. And then, honestly, that last minute, it was like, when the try happened in the corner, it was half my fault. I didn't flip someone, and then I was too worried about them kicking conversion or kicking a field goal. And then when they scored in the corner, you see me, Ali, Kalani, we dropped to the ground. We thought that was game over. And then old Goggins, old young Eddie, comes running over, get up, spraying us, get up. And we half like spraying them back. We're like, bro, game's over. Like, let us have a sook. And then they're like, there's still a minute left. And then that just, the mindset changed straight away. And then when Setu's coming over right wing saying, put me on the left, put me on the left. Ali jumps over to the left and you sort of could feel, I don't know, just like, I was like, oh, we got one more punch to throw. Yeah.
Well, you guys did that out here. Must have been round, was it against?
Round one,
when Ali kind of went back to back towards the back end of that game. So it's obviously, I mean, I'm not breaking anything here in terms of cup tactics, but the game's on the line. You have a few aces up your sleeve that you kind of go to. So when Sets comes over and kind of makes that call, is that a Tangs thing? Is Tangles calling that, or is it on the fly you guys are making adjustments, or what's the go?
Honestly, just let, like, with having all these young boys, all this raw
talent,
it's like, get the game plan out of here, let the boys do what they want to do, and
let the boys cook. Yeah,
yeah, like Seal in that last play doing the pass, like, that's in our system, Seal's got to tip that pass on to Sets and let Sets go to the corner. But Seal, just freaky man, doing with his feet going around passing. And it's actually funny too. Like, boys all yelling at Sets, put the ball down, and you see me in the background pointing, get under the post, get under the post.
Well, you've got to make the kick, so that's what you're thinking.
It was actually funny too. After the try happened, everyone's celebrating, I'm a bit quiet. Everyone's like telling me, take your time. I'm like, bro, I'm obviously not going to rush it. It's the last play of the game.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, we'll kind of get into your story because I am interested, but you've had a taste of both throughout your time here at the Warriors. There's few clubs that I can think of, man, that, and Webby spoke about it last week in media when they discussed boys coming up and down, kind of yo-yoing between NRL and Cup. I know in other squads that is quite stressful. It seems like whether it's Tamaiti or Chanel or Bunty or Jazz, these established first graders, yourself included, that yo-yoing between NRL and grade, it's almost not, it's not a kick in the guts. Obviously, everyone wants to play first grade. That's the goal. But, man, what I'm trying to get at here is the energy in that cup side is pretty unmatched at the moment. What do you put that down to, bro, in terms of the atmosphere and energy around New South Wales Cup here at the club? Because it's different.
Yeah, I reckon it's I'm going to go back to how young the boys are. The boys, I think we got a little bit memory of a goldfish, like, can do something bad and then do something good. And it's like we just completely forgot about the past 5 minutes of us being stuck in our own halves. And it's, I bring it down to training too. Like us not having a senior group, Webby like pushes everyone to talk, whether it's Ali, who's a young fella, Jacob Laban, or even Zion. He really encourages boys that just, if it's about your position, to speak up and talk about it. And it's good having a captain like Tuhu as well, who encourages it, and he'll ask questions too in front of the full squad. So that's what helps, I think, with the yo-yo boys going up and down. It's just, from the players to the coaches, we've all got that next man up mentality.
Mm. Speaking of next man up, this is going to come out after Teamless, so we can talk about Zion.
I said Zion.
I know, I saw you kind of like mute yourself
there. I didn't say.
Zion is going to get his crack. We saw you last year in Townsville have a crazy debut. We've had Jakey, Ali in Canberra, which was obviously Crocus 300. The occasion doesn't get much bigger than that. Zion gets to do it at home on Anzac Ground without, you know, pumping up his tyres too much, bro. Tell the people, off Warriors fans, a little bit about Zion and kind of what you're hopeful or what you're expecting him to do out here on Thursday.
I think Zion has that bit of vintage Warriors front row about him, just that dead straight and hard. Like, you would have seen if you watched that game last week for Cup, and even this week it was a bit hard to watch, but when Zion came back on the field after his second stint, obviously he starts the game well, but when he come back on for his second stint, you just feel how he comes off the back fence. He runs real hard. Gets us those quick play the balls, and it like ignites like us to, he brings a different momentum. Like, I'll give him a good rap. He's got that Spencer Lemieux type of vibe around him, the way he carries the ball. And I do hope he can bring that this week when he plays great. When Webby brings him off the bench, I know with all the NO around him, he's going to be good to watch.
Yeah, I won't hype him up too much either, but if you like watching Bunty run off the back fence, Zion's got a, he's got a bit of that in him too. All right, that's enough of you being comfortable talking about your mates. Time to talk about you, bro. For people who kind of haven't got this opportunity to sit down with you long form, I know you said before, far, you don't even remember your own story, but have a go, man. Take us back. Where are you from, Tane? And I guess kind of we'll work through your path of rugby league, bro, but when did rugby league come into your life and where are you from, man?
Whakapapa, back from a small town, Taharoa, Kawhia on the west coast of Hamilton. It's where all my whānau are from. I lived in New Zealand for the first, I was born in Sydney actually, but then moved back when I was just a few months old, and then lived here for the first 9 years of my life, and then moved over to Aussie just to, the old man, like a lot of Kiwi dads, work in the mines, and just gave us the opportunity to see him a lot more if we moved over there with him. And rugby league's always been the dream. Like, my old man played rugby league, and I frothed it. I was that 8-year-old kid that wanted the new rugby ball and the new kicking tee, and my brother was getting a PlayStation, and I had no interest in that, eh? So rugby league's always been the dream, and it probably faded a little bit as I got a little, like, obviously I'm an old rookie, like, not saying old, but 24 years old. People still get a fright, and I probably don't correct people actually when I'm walking around the field and they're like, so proud to see all you 20-year-olds, all you like, young fellas doing your thing. And I just like, yeah, bro, yeah.
Yeah, me and Jacob, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, bro, when I'm next to Ali. And I think it's also probably a height thing as well. It's funny. You hear some funny comments.
Our fans are the best, bro.
Oh, bro. I actually walked around once and a lady said to her son, "See, son, sure people can play in the NRL." And I was,
you start looking around, you're like, is she talking about jazz?
Yeah, no, I was like, oh, Ronnie's down there.
So you mentioned there, bro, I don't want to jump too far ahead because obviously I'm interested in your story, but you said you're an old debutant. Like, do you put that down to, like, were you always a talented young player coming through? And you don't have to, like, toot your own horn here, but it's pretty obvious we've asked all the boys on this podcast, a lot of them, you know, Jacko, they say, yeah, I was the kid that I made all the rep teams and my path was pretty easy. Yours clearly took a different turn at certain stages, which I know we will get into, but were you always a talented kid coming through the grades? Was it an easy path for you, or why so late, I guess, bro?
Nah, bro, I wasn't. I probably was that entitled kid that thought he was better than what he was. Every team has him. I don't know. Obviously, being a smaller player, I was playing in the halves my whole life, and I always wanted to play fullback. But being a smaller body, the time that I'm coming through, there are no small fullbacks, and if it was rare, and it was the freaks like Preston Campbell, Matty Bowen, and even like Kevin Locke, who I really enjoyed watching. And everyone was pushing for that bigger style of fullback, and I think that's probably why I came onto the scene a lot later, because when I did get the opportunity to play fullback, I was already 21 years old, and things all sort of went up from there. So going back, I definitely wasn't a star growing up, bro.
You are still young, but you do look back on that time, and you are, like you said before, you're an open book. You're quite, I guess, mature and acknowledging your flaws during that time. But let's talk a little bit about the kind of burly path, because that's gone, I guess, when you came on my radar, when you came on a lot of people's radar, as you start playing in the Queensland Cup. How does that happen, man? Like, where are you playing before that? How do you get that call from the Bears? Because I know you were in different systems and stuff like that, but how does that come about, man? And then at what point do you start to realize, okay, I'm 21, 22 here. I should probably pull my finger, have a crack.
It was actually, I don't know, you might know him, Blake Leary.
Yeah, one of the greats, Leary.
He was a bit of my mentor for not the right reasons, yeah. I reckon.
He's a lot of off-field mentors, Blake Leary.
Yeah. And he sort of just told me one day when I was
Was this at Burley?
At Burley, and yeah. I was like just in the local, I was playing in the local A grade team, and he sort of just said to me, he goes, bro, he said he seen me play when I was like 18, and he said to it was like one of the 5 a.m. drink ups in his little dungeon there downstairs, we're all dressed up, and he was saying to the boys, just chatting me up, saying like, oh, he's untapped, this fella, talking about me. And then 3 years pass and I'm still doing the exact same thing as I was back then. And he sort of just spoke to me about like, well, bro, what are you doing? Like, you've got potential, blah, blah, blah. Like, and you haven't done anything with it. Like, it was a bit of a reality check. And then just from there, it was funny. Probably look a little bit like a burger. I trained because I wore headgear. And so for the rest of the year, I trained with the headgear just to like sort of have that game time mentality heading into training. And then, bro, just slowly from there, things just started going the right way. And then I was playing in the local comp and Titans gave me a preseason just from playing in the local comp. And then after doing the like 6-8 weeks with them.
So this is 2021, 22?
Yeah, 21 to 22. Yeah. And then just from there, I was like, oh, man, I want to play grade. I want to play grade. But first had to go to cup and then had to go back and battle one of the greats, Curtis Rowe, if anyone knows him. Had to fight him for a fullback spot, and he was a Burley legend too, and got the nod with that, and then things just started building from there, bro.
What was the difference in that mentality, Tane, like from the 18 to 21-year-old who had all the talent to the 21-year-old who starts rocking his headgear at training? Like, it can't just be the one Blake Leary conversation. Like, I'm sure there was compounding factors, but what kind of made you make that switch, man? Was it just the case of, I guess, seeing your peers excel, or was it, I got to pull my finger here or go in the mines? Like, I mean, the reality is you probably didn't have too many other options at that time in your life, bro. So other than the Leary chat, what was kind of the moment where you went, I got to do this?
It was pretty cool. I had a mental coach come to Burley, and sort of at the beginning of preseason, he just said, I want to have the goal of making a Q Cup player into an NRL player, whoever's like keen to do it. Obviously, Chris. Yeah. Obviously, like, he goes, whoever's keen to do it, come here Tuesday, 5 p.m. And he goes, we'll see who's keen to do it. Show up, obviously, like 15, 17 boys all show up to that meeting because everyone wants to be an NRL player. And then he sort of said some things that were just a bit like uncomfortable for a lot of people. And it was like reality checks and just saying some things that we all probably didn't like hearing. It was just a bit uncomfortable.
And, the reality of it, yeah.
And then next meeting, only about 5 of us. And the next one, it just ended up being 2 of us, me and one of my good mates, Sam Costa. And then he sort of asked for our goals at the beginning of preseason. And I just sort of said, oh, I want to win the Petro Seven Receiver Medal. I want to be the best player in this comp.
That's the Queensland Cup player of the year.
Yeah, the Dally M for Cup. Yep. For Cup. And it was like a little bit of a laugh. Like,
were you a goals guy before that? Were you a person who set goals?
Never. So. I'm so crazy. Still got a bit of it now.
Yeah.
And and then he was like, all right, sorry, there was actually a few more boys in that one. And then like boys had a little bit of a giggle going like, oh, you played 10 minutes of Cup, relax. And then as things just started building onto that, it was like, it was pretty cool because as the year turned out, I ended up winning that award and got the phone call from Webby to come join the NRL squad. So it was like, looking back on that, it was pretty cool. I gave him like a pretty good rap.
Yeah.
Good mention for that.
Let's talk, we will get to the Warriors after this, but let's just put kind of a bow on that Queensland Cup time. You win the Petro 7-7 medal, which is pretty mental, like you said, for a guy who was a fringy A-grader, you know, heading into his early 20s without a gig. How do you look back on that time of your life now, bro? I mean, you're now back home. You know, you're pretty settled here. You've played a bit of first grade as well, and you're rubbing shoulders with guys like Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. How do you look back on, I guess, how much have you changed, bro, the Tane that was then versus the Tane that's now kicking back on the couch? How do you look back on that time, man?
I'd like to say I haven't changed, but people probably say, as you do, you grow naturally. And I don't know, I still approach things the same way as I did back then. Like, I need to have little reminders on to stay on top of my journaling, which I think was a big thing for me to get to where I am now. And just staying like grateful, making sure I'm staying in the present as well. And like, speaking of Roger, it's a lot of those are training with Roger, training with Chance, with Sean. It's like, got to take a back step, honestly, a lot of times. And I do forget to do that. It's like, oh, you're with these guys. So it is pretty humbling when I do that.
Let's talk Warriors debut. So you get the call from Webby. You come over here. The last guy we had on this couch was Jacko Ford, who was Mr. Preseason last year. He was getting all the refs, but so were you, bro. You were a guy that I know Webby and the coaching staff were really impressed with, particularly Justin Morgan, who's obviously now moved on, but Morgs was very high on you in the preseason, bro. But what did your kind of first impressions of the club when you got here? Obviously, you are a Kiwi lad and you're a proud New Zealander.
Yeah.
What were your impressions, man? And let's work up to that debut when you get that call. Because I was lucky enough to be in that meeting room. I know it wasn't something that you were expecting. But your first couple of months here at the Warriors, bro, what was that like for you? Nervous?
I'm sure we'll get to speak about him. Like my mate Zay. When I got the call from Webby to come over here to come on a training trial, it was a big move because obviously Auckland's an expensive place to live and I've got like no family in Auckland. I only got a group of mates that I met through my mate Zay, and they're playing for the Zay Wallace Shield this weekend, which is awesome. And if it wasn't for those mates like offering me like a place to stay, I definitely wouldn't have been able to make the move over here. And just little things just started going right like that. And heading into the preseason, my first like thoughts was like, oh, we got some like there's some freaks over here, like some of Ali and Dimitrik and all those boys. And preseason was tough. Like, I remember Webby just like laying into us boys, like on our fitness and that. But I did realize a good thing was how much the club wanted to get better. And that helped me so much because I'm an extras dude. Like, I need to be everything to the T in league. And when things just started like going right in that preseason, Webby had a few chats with Webby and I don't know, I was happy. And like when Chance did go down in that round two, I was pretty blonde at the moment. I was like, nah, no way. Like, got to be silly to debut me this week. And
there's other options, what you're thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, Timaire carved up at the Bronx at fullback. Yeah. I don't know. We got like Lukey. Oh, we just had so many boys there that.
And Gallen can play fullback.
Yeah, exactly. And when he did say I was debuting, bro, was, I don't know. Like,
I'll say it for you, man. You spoke really well, which was kind of my first interaction with you was that week because I was a little bit the same. I was like, in my head, you were just not just, you were the guy that was Queensland Cup Player of the Year who came here on a training trial. And then all of a sudden, at least to us internally, was Webby was going to debut you. So we were kind of having to play catch up. And then you got up and you spoke really well. And I guess you caught my attention. You caught the attention of Warriors fans in that game. But how was the week leading up? Did you have any the big steel butterflies in your stomach? Did you have to call your family? Like, what was all that kind of aftermath like once Webby goes, yeah, Tane, you're up? Against the Cowboys in Townsville, which is not the easiest road trip.
Yeah, to be honest, it just felt like it went so fast. I was like half ready for it to be over. Like, because he told me early in the week, so much chat, so much build up. And it being Tohu's 200th game as well helped. Put a bit of light on the bro, but standard toy just flipping it straight back on me. And it was cool, bro, like being able to call the rents, all that stuff's like that's sort of the dream stuff that you want to tick off. Like, playing NRL is cool, but those moments are probably the ones that you remember more as you get older. Like,
that's what you work towards, isn't it? Being able to call the parents, like, hey, book a flight.
Being able to call my missus, being able to call my parents, like knowing that they've done if not more hard work than myself, like being able to tell them that their dreams as well as mine have came true. That's probably like all I can remember from that week. It was so surreal.
Well, you put on a clinic, mate. So I'll say it for you. You played very well. Generous. You obviously, you did get a taste of first grade last year. The success of the team was crazy. And I know that it made you come back even hungrier. Unfortunate, Chance goes down again. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck joins the side. you're probably in a similar position of thinking, I'm going to have to buy my time here. And then round one comes and you're straight into fullback, bro. So I want to kind of ask you around finding your feet back here at the club team when there's so much talent in that position. You are a fullback and you've said that before. That's where you want to play. And clearly we've seen from the limited time you've had in first grade, that's absolutely your position. What's it like being in a side with Roger and Chance? And a lot's been made, I guess, of Webby having that conversation with Nuck when we signed Roger. Hey, you're my fullback. Did he have any conversations with you similar to that? Because I guess we probably haven't heard that side of things, bro.
Bro, if anything's like good about Webby, he's all about clarity. There's not like one person in the squad that doesn't know where they fit in the team. And he made that clear from the day that we signed Rog, that if Chance went down, that I was the next man up. And he sort of like, he gave me no reason not to believe him because he's been so honest and truthful since I first moved here. And when Chance did go down, we did have a meeting. They did tell me, like, I was probably like a little bit too kicked back heading into preseason, going like, oh, I'll warm up my first round games in cup, and when the opportunity comes, I'll be ready for it. But when Chance went down, like, they gave me a little boot up the bum saying, you're our guy, so like act like it. And then having someone like Rog too in the squads, it's good. It's knowing that the stuff that he can do at fullback is crazy. And it's good because it's knowing that I don't need to perform game day. I need to perform at training. Mm-hmm. I need to perform before training. Every little detail I need to do, because if I'm not going to do it, I know Roger's definitely going to do it. And I think stuff like that's good to have inside a team. It's like healthy ways to push each other. And it definitely helped me, like, when I got those first games, I had Chance and Rog to lean on, and they're team first players, bro. They're massive for me.
The depth of this club is freaky. It wigs me out every time we sit down for these chats. Look, you've had an unreal start to 2024, man, and I know the cup side's doing well, but I wanted to touch on this week, and it's why I was really keen to sit down with you, Tane, because you mentioned the Brose there before this weekend, as well as, well, this Thursday rather, as well as it being Anzac Day, which is a huge day for the club and the NRL. Anytime we play the Titans, we also play for the Zay Wallace Trophy. Now, the diehards will know that. Some of the other fans might not know that it is in honour of your mate, Zay. Speak a little bit about him, bro, before we kind of move on to why the trophy is so significant to you. But I mean, who was Zay Wallace to those who don't know him, bro?
Zay was, he was a little general. He had the ability to make everyone feel like they were best mates. It was like a little bit funny when we went to his tangi, to his funeral. Obviously everyone there had their own little stories of Zay, and it's like, oh, I thought I was one of his best mates. But like, he just had that, he had that effect, bro. And it was cool. He's like perfect little sidekick, eh? Whatever you, sort of singing the national anthem next door.
It's quite poetic.
About 3 days too early. bro, he was cool. Like, sorry, bro.
No, that's all right. It's actually kind of working. It's adding a bit, it's making your story sound even more epic.
Oh, that's funny.
That would probably have been a bit of a giggle for the bro. That
he found humor in the most serious situations, which never helped. Like the bro loved the beer, and so did I at the time. So he's my little drinking partner. And funny story, actually, like, we first met each other at a Titans training. He flew over preseason, bit of left v right. He scores two tries on me, and I scored two tries on him back. And then we're like, oh, who's this little Kiwi fella? And then
doing the Spider-Man meme, like,
yeah, like that, bro.
Yeah.
And then we started having chat, get to know each other, and then we found similar interest in rugby league live. Went home at each other. We were playing the game together.
So what year would this be, Tane? This would have been
2018, bro.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
so quite a while ago, because he passed away in 2019. Yeah, and see, that's why I enjoyed having like chats like this, because you tend to like slowly forget these little memories.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You don't forget the person, but it's like it rejogs things. You're going, that's right, we used to play rugby league live together.
Yeah, because all my memories are just alcoholic involved memories.
Yeah.
And but just for Zay, like, the shield for this week's, it's massive, because I know Zay was real close with a lot of those boys, especially Brimson, like for Titans. Zay and Brimo lived together, and I was over there most weekends just spending it with them. So it's like, I don't know, I still get like a fright sometimes when the shield is being played. Like, I got to play in it last year,
yeah,
which was...
I was going to say, I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to be wrong, but yeah, you did play in that game, didn't you? Because I can remember the image of you holding the shield post game. So that must be a bit of a wig out for you.
Yeah, I was 18th man, and bro, I didn't. I was like, I'm not playing. It was like my 18th man in a row, and when Chance went down, I still didn't know the rule that if it's foul play or something that you 18th man can be activated.
Yeah.
And so Chance got brought off the field, and I just expected Lukey Met to go fullback or something, and then they just told me to get up, and I was on.
Blue bib off.
Yeah, blue bib off, bro. And then, I don't know, bro, it was like when we got the win, that was, it was like cool as a, like the boys will say after, I don't think I let that shield go, bro. Like if I could, I would have took it to Pink Monkey with me afterwards, eh? And,
but, in honour of the bro.
Yeah, he would have loved
his
it.
Local.
But Loz was not letting that happen.
It's pretty, like, it is a big deal for the club, man. And like we said, Anzac game is special, and we're really excited about that. But the first thing you see when you walk into this club is the Zay Wallace shield. Yep. It sits right there behind reception. So I know for you, man, that must be pretty special every day you get to walk into here. Even if it's not something you'd see and notice every day, to know that the club and both clubs, obviously, that Zay affected or Zay touched, has a pride of place right here.
Yeah, and it's like, it's good for myself as well, because he is a big reason why I do, like, obviously love the game of rugby league, but I probably went through a little tough spot there, maybe like 2020, 2019, just after he passed. And I did like have to remind myself, like, because I write his name on my wrist every game since he has passed away. And just seeing like little memories like that do remind me like why I'm doing this. Not that I'm just doing it all for him, but
it's both your dream, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm being able to live out his dream, which is like, it does push me to go that little bit harder for the bro.
You mentioned his family were obviously, or his support network got around you during your time here, and you're kind of giving back to them in your own way by playing footy. But I can imagine a lot of them are going to be here this weekend too. Yep. Have you had any chats with them? Anyone already given you a bit, or everyone excited?
Not for
you
really.
Are they Titans fans is what I'm trying to get at. Titans or Warriors fans? Where does his family sit?
I'm sure Warriors. Like, they've been real massive. Like, his brother messages me all the time. He supports me, which is cool. Even like when he sees photos with Zay written on my wrist, even his old lady has messaged me a couple of times to say thank you and how cool it is. And she loved that I got to get on the field in the 18th man last year. Mm. And like knowing that they enjoy it too, that like they know that I'm pushing for the bro as well. It's, I don't know, bro. It's wholesome. It's
and that's something you'll continue to do. I mean,
oh, for sure,
do it every game.
Every game, I think I'm going to I'll write his name on it. And got a little tattoo of him on my left side there, but I won't show it. It's probably,
special. It's between you two.
Yeah. Everyone thinks it's just alcoholic tattoo. It's the Waikato logo.
Mate.
But he was probably the only person I knew over in Aussie that actually enjoyed drinking them. So me and him would drink them together. So that's the reason why I'm the tattoo there.
Awesome, bro. Hey, look, man, I'm really looking forward to you continuing, obviously, your progress in 2024. But I'm really excited for the boys to get out here on a special occasion and hopefully retain the Zay Wallace Shield, because I know it's something that's very special to you. It's very special to both clubs. And Tane, thanks so much for coming on, bro.
Looking forward to it. Hopefully, I think, because we're playing on Saturday, so hopefully you can just sit in the stands and come to the game in my normal kit. It'll be good.
Hopefully
to
not
bro.
In a blue bib and have to get thrown back out. You never know.
Oh,
never know.
That'll be good, actually.
Sure, bro.
That'll be good. Sweet. Thanks,
Tane. Awesome. Good work, man. Congrats, bro. Fuck yeah. You cruise through that, man.
Oh, jeez, you make a big deal.